friends, welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. My name is Rebecca, and today, your English will improve. Do you consider the internet your friend? I guess, kind of like your pal. Well, yesterday, we learned that the internet is more of a loose-lipped friend that has no thoughts for your privacy. So, you actually may want to reconsider your relationship with the internet. Well, today, we're going to continue this lesson titled, Your Pal, the Internet. So there are a few things that we will be discussing. First is limiting the gossip. Limiting the gossip. What is that all about? You will find out. And a losing battle? Is this really a losing battle? That's a great question. Okay, friends, open up your magazines because it is time for us to begin. Let's go.
Your pal, the internet. Limiting the gossip. Web tracking is a headache to think about. But there are ways to stop the rumors the internet is spreading about you. One is simply to set your browser to delete cookies after every browsing session. There are also many browser add-ons and apps, such as Ghostery and Blocker, that block content. Others confuse websites by clicking every ad on a page, ad nauseum, or by sending random search commands when using an engine, track me not. A losing battle? Sadly, many efforts to block web tracking have side effects that decrease online functionality.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 session 这个名词。session 在这里是指一段期间。例如 ,during the recording session, all cell phones need to be turned off. 在录音的阶段中所有的手机都必须要关机。或者是 Joshua sprained his ankle in a training session last week. Joshua 在上周的一个训练时段时扭伤了他的脚踝。session 也指议会的正式会议。例如The parliamentary session will be extended to the end of July. 议会的议事会期会延至7月底结束。接下来我们看 functionality 这个名词。functionality 特别是指电脑的功能、功能性或者是实用性。例如 ,this new laptop is small in size but strong in functionality. 这个新的笔记型电脑尺寸虽小但是功能强大。或者是 ,the website's layout is pretty but its functionality needs improvement. 这个网站的编排很漂亮但是功能性需要加强。 Hey Gabe, so do you consider the internet your pal?
Well, yeah. Actually, I mean, I use the internet for...A lot of stuff. If I have a question about anything, I always go to the internet on my smartphone. Should I not consider it my pal?
Well, yesterday we learned that the internet can be kind of loose-lipped, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Sharing information easily yes. with other people.
Well, today we are going to learn about how we can limit the gossip in the lesson. This could be very good.
Yeah, that's really good because, you know, like, gossip...That's like a headache for me.
Ooh.
When I hear people gossip, oh, gosh, such a headache.
Oh, I get headaches all the time when I hear people gossiping. Well, anyway.
A real headache?
Well, yeah, a real headache.
Really?
When I hear people gossip, it makes my head really, really, literally hurt.
Really, it does? Or is it more like the headache in our lesson where we read, web tracking is a headache to think about? Because in our lesson, people don't really get...physical headaches, their heads don't start to hurt when they think about it, but thinking about web tracking can just make you really confused and, you know, cause a lot of pain in other ways. you just don't want to think about it.
Right. Well, you know what else is a headache? Huh? You know, in the States, we have to do taxes.
Oh.
Every April, we have to do taxes, and doing taxes can be such a headache.
That's so true. I even wrote that down too, Rebecca. Figuring out taxes is a headache. Organizing trips for me is a headache.
Or finding a good pair of shoes is a headache.
Oh, that's true. It can be difficult to find.
And gossip.
Oh, but you know what?
It's such a headache.
Spending time with Steve and Ken in the info cloud is not a headache.
I know.
Let's do that now. Today, let's talk about gossip.
No, we're not going to gossip. Ken and I are no gossips. We're just looking at the word gossip.
Okay, first of all, the word gossip has three meanings. Gossip can refer to the action of talking about others' affairs. Mrs. Jones and Mrs. Adams like to gossip about their neighbors.
Gossip can also be the person who talks about other people's affairs. Mrs. Jones is a gossip.
And a third meaning, gossip can be the talk itself. Mrs. Jones is full of silly gossip. Don't believe a word she says.
We should note that gossip in this usage is uncountable, but a related word, rumor, is countable. So I might say, there is gossip that they may get divorced, or there is a rumor that they may get divorced.
Now, there's also the word gossiper, which also refers to a person who gossips. So, when we refer to someone who gossips, we can use either gossiper or gossip. However, since gossip has the other meanings, for the sake of clarity, we should probably use gossiper if there is a chance of confusion. For example, that story is nothing but gossip, and you should not listen to the gossipers who repeat it.
Finally, there's the gossip mill. We know a mill is like a factory that manufactures things, so a gossip or rumor mill is something that manufactures or creates gossip. The newspapers and magazines that specialize in gossip about celebrities are often collectively referred to as the gossip mill.
Gossip 就是八卦，它可以当动词，表示讲八卦、传八卦。比如 ，They like to gossip about their neighbors. 他们喜欢讲邻居的八卦。Gossip 也可以指八卦本身。That story is nothing but gossip. 那篇报道完全是八卦。注意 ，gossip 在这个用法是不可数的，不能够加 s。但是 gossip 还有一个可数的用法，那就是表示很八卦的人。You are such a gossip. 你还真八卦耶。如果在 gossip 后面加上 er, gossiper 也可以指爱讲八卦的人。另外 gossip mill 或 rumor mill, 谣言工厂，指的就是一群专门散布谣言或八卦消息的人。八卦杂志就常常被称为 the gossip mill。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. Okay, so friends, don't be a gossip. Okay, let's continue here. One is simply to set your browser to delete cookies after every browsing session. Okay, so one way to stop the rumors spreading online is to delete cookies after every browsing session.
That's a good thing to remember. And of course, there are also many browser add-ons and apps.Such as Ghostery and Blocker that block content. And others confuse websites by clicking every ad on a page, or by sending random search commands when using an engine.
And we see a couple of things in parentheses here, right, friends? So every ad on a page, right afterwards, there's this parenthetical ad nauseum. And at the end of the sentence,And using an engine like TrackMeNot. So these are different brands, different companies. But let's talk about the words ad nauseum here, okay? This is kind of a fun name for a company because it comes from real Latin words, ad nauseum, which means to do something repeated or it's done so often that it becomes annoying.
Exactly. So if someone discusses something too much, it might just become ad nauseum.
That's true. And so basically the idea here is that all these ads are being sent everywhere. It's being done ad nauseum. It's so annoying, right? So this is a clever name for a company that provides this service.
And now we see a question. A losing battle? Is this a losing battle? Sadly, many efforts to block web tracking have side effects that decrease online functionality. Now let's talk about side effects. What is a side effect? Well, it's just an unpleasant effect that happens after something else. Now, typically when I hear side effect, I think about a medication or a drug that you take for an illness. There's usually some side effects.
That's true. So side effect in Chinese, you might say 副作用. So it's for one purpose. The medicine is for one purpose, but maybe it has some side effects. So maybe the medicine will make you feel better, but the side effect at first is it will make you really sleepy.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't
just
fall asleep
like
right
that.
Now, Rebecca.
Oh, yeah, no, sorry. Right. Really? Talking about side effects.
Yes.
And of course, though, in our lesson, there's some concern because some of these, many of these block web tracking devices have side effects. So they're concerned that maybe they're not really as effective.
Well, they're effective, but the side effects might be really annoying, too. So, for example, it decreases online functionality. So usually you go online and things work pretty nicely and smoothly. However, if you use one of these web blocking devices or the devices that stop web tracking, the side effect is that it could be really annoying to use the internet sometimes.
Well, we still have more to talk about, so make sure you stay
tuned. Yeah, that's a good one.
Here. This looks like a good website. Oh, hey friends, welcome back to Studio Classroom. I'm just trying to finish up my research paper here. It requires a lot of research. Oh no, not again! This is so annoying. These cookies, they're trying to take my personal information and give them to other websites.
I have all of the information that I need. I am such a good cookie.
Hey, I have a great idea. The best way to keep these cookies from taking your personal information is by deleting them. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. So much better. Now I can continue working on my research paper and let's go to the next reading.
Your pal, the Internet. Blocking cookies can remove the ability to like items or leave comments on social media, or can make sites appear disorganized. A group of internet companies has promoted a stronger Do Not Track feature for browsers. Though it's only a voluntarily adopted standard, big hitters like Chrome and iOS have accepted it. In the meantime, while hoping that laws and higher standards are developed, you might want to keep your old pal the Internet at arm's length. Oh, and watch your back.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 voluntarily 这个副词。 Voluntarily 是指自发性地 或者是自愿地。 例如, people voluntarily went to the shelters for the earthquake victims to help out. 人们自发性地去到地震灾民的收容所来帮忙。它的形容词是 voluntary, B-O-L-U-N-T-A-R-Y, 意思是指自愿的。例如 recycling in this country is totally voluntary. It's not mandatory yet. 这个国家的资源回收完全是自愿性的，还不是法定规定的。所以我们看的是 big hitter 这个成语。big hitter 原来是指棒球打击力强的球员，但是在这里是指风云人物或者是大人物。例如 the big hitters in the movie are Meryl Streep and Clint Eastwood。这部电影的大牌演员是梅丽史翠普跟克林斯伊威特，或者是 the president is trying to persuade the big hitters in Congress to support his policy， 总统正在寻求国会中的重量级人物对他的政策表示支持。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, so here we are discussing this question, whether or not this is a losing battle, that is, the efforts to block web tracking. And we read, blocking cookies can remove the ability to like items or leave comments on social media, or can make sites appear disorganized.
So that's kind of annoying, right?
I mean, be very annoying.
I know that cookies can be kind of annoying.
Yeah.
But the side effects of deleting those cookies or some of these web blocking devices could be kind of annoying too. Like you don't have the ability to like items on Facebook and stuff like that. I mean, that's everyone likes to like things on Facebook,
and
right?
Everyone loves leaving comments. And unfortunately, you won't be able to leave comments anymore.
Yeah.
Well, we see a group of internet companies has promoted a stronger Do Not Track feature for browsers. Though it's only a voluntary adopted standard, big hitters like Chrome and iOS have accepted it.
Okay, so this is good. Now let's take a look at this phrase, big hitter. Actually, it reminds me of a more common phrase, and that is a heavy hitter. Okay, so in an industry or a field, the heavy hitters are the really significant ones or the really important ones. So, of course, when it comes to internet browsers, Chrome, iOS, these are the big hitters or the heavy hitters.
Exactly. Those are the heavy hitters. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Oh, yes. Here's another example I've got right here using the word heavy hitter in a different context. And that is, I suggest that you hire Sylvia for the job. She is definitely a heavy hitter. She's very organized and she'll do a great job.
Okay, so when it comes to that certain skill, Sylvia would be perfect. Well, I think of social media websites like Facebook. Facebook is definitely a heavy hitter when it comes to social media and the influence it is having in the world. Well, we continue here. In the meantime, while hoping that laws and higher standards are developed, you might want to keep your old pal, the internet, at arm's length. At arm's length. That means keep it a certain distance away from you.
And watch your back.
Huh?
Watch your back. Well, no, Gabe, not literally. We want to talk about that phrase, so come back. Watch your back.
Huh.
That just means that you need to be careful of the people around you. And in this case, you don't need to watch your back, Gabe. It's just me.
You're not going to do anything.
I'm not going to do anything. You want to watch your back if you think that there are people around who might possibly do you harm.
That's right. People that you don't trust. You need to watch your back. Okay, well, speaking of watch your back, I believe that's not the only time you're going to hear that phrase. Let's sing
it
out.
Oh, watch your back. Oh, watch your back. I'm trying. Oh, watch your back. Let's see what I can do. Oh, watch your back. So be careful. Oh, watch your back. I need some privacy. Oh, watch your back. Watch your back. Oh, watch your back.
What are you looking at?
Oh, watch your back.
I should get off the internet.
Oh, watch your back. Oh, watch your back now. Watch your back. Oh, watch your back now. Watch your back. Oh, watch your back now. Watch your back. Watch your back now. Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is terrible. I thought the internet was my friend, my pal, right? Oh, no. It's not as safe as you think. People might be watching every move you make on the internet.
So watch your back. Watch your back now.
Oh, watch your back.
Watch your back now.
Oh, watch your back now.
Watch your back now.
Oh, watch your back.
Here we go one more time.
Oh, watch your back.
Watch your back now.
Oh, watch your back.
Who sing it out now?
Oh, watch your back.
Watch your back now.
Oh, watch your back.
And sing it out.
Internet, you've been tracking me and sharing my information. I thought you were my friend. I trusted you.
Calm down. Oh. Calm down. Getting upset with the internet won't solve anything.
Internet tracking is a headache. What can I do to limit the gossip?
Well, there are ways to stop the rumors from spreading.
So tell me.
Set your browser to delete cookies after every browsing session.
Delete cookies? I'm going to do that.
There are also browser add-ons and apps that block content.
Block content? Internet? I'm blocking you! Ha!
Some browsers confuse websites. They click on every ad and send random search commands.
Yeah! Confuse the internet! Great idea!
Yeah, teach your internet a lesson.
Oh, my internet is slowing down. And I can't like items or leave comments.
Sadly, efforts to block web tracking can have side effects that decrease functionality.
Now my sites appear to be confused, disorganized.
Stronger do not track features are being promoted, but the standard is still voluntary.
So what should I do in the meantime?
Keep your old pal at an arm's length.
Well, sorry, Internet. We are no longer close friends. I miss it already.
Okay, now it's time for some fun. Rebecca, okay. We have 4 word bank words today. Can you use 2 of them in a sentence?
Oh, yes, I can. Peggy voluntarily went to the math session where she learned all about...
What?
Functionality.
That's 3 words, Rebecca.
Yeah.
You're great. Friends, mm-hmm. I know you can do it too. We'll see you next time right here at
Studio Classroom.